Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
First, the Bears are in Vegas on Sunday. Sox are in the playoffs with two losses behind them now, and who better to break it all down is Lauren Majera from WGN TV Sports. Hey, you.
Hi, Dave. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. You know, you're headed to Vegas, and so are about like 30 people in my life, in my circle. Like, I feel a little left out now.
You should.
But didn't you tell me, like, tickets, like plane tickets were like a grand?
Yeah, plane ticket was over $1,000. And wow. You know what? To tell you the truth, my flight to Cleveland was astronomical, too, because I don't know. I think airlines think ahead, and they can tell when there's events going on, you know, where and because the White Sox and the Bears were in Cleveland in the same weekend. I think that's what really drove tickets up. And then there's a lot going on in Las Vegas this weekend. There's some big fight at my hotel. There's the Bears game. There's a few other things going on. So, I mean, I had a couple of friends that were like, hey, it'd be fun to hang out with you and your sister in Las Vegas. You know, maybe.
Oh, your sister's there. I forgot about that.
That's right, because she's a Cirque du Soleil acrobat. Yeah, and she just got casted in a new show. So she is going to be working for like the first time in a year and a half since Cirque du Soleil shut down because of the pandemic. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Where does the station have you? At the Red Roof off the Strip? What do they got?
No. You know what? They're spoiling me. They're putting me at Park.
Ooh,
on MGM. Yeah, wow. At MGM. So I know. I'm happy about that.
Fancy that. Where do you usually, like, when you go to Vegas just for fun? Maybe you stay with your sister, but is there a hotel that you like that, like, that's my place when you go?
I usually stay with my sister, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I go there quite a bit to hang out with her. I'm like, people are always like, wow, you must really like gambling and nightclubs. You go to Vegas a lot. I'm like, okay, you know what? When I go to Vegas, my sister and I go camping and hiking in Mount Charleston. We go horseback riding in the desert. We kayak the Colorado River. We'll get a houseboat and go on Lake Mead. Well,
I love that.
It's so outdoorsy in Las Vegas, and people forget about that because everyone's so focused on the, you know, sleuthing the Strip.
Yeah, are you going to try to, like, hang out a little extra longer than Sunday so you can...
You know, I've got to anchor Monday night.
Oh!
I know.
Damn it. All right.
Yep, I'm out of there first thing Monday morning and working Monday night. Keep me honest.
It is keeping you honest. It is, absolutely. Well, at least going into Sunday, we know who our quarterback is for the first time in I don't know how long.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't it a really weird feeling, you know, to have your NFL team, like, admit who their starting quarterback is? Isn't that so weird? I'm like, ask any other fan in the league, who's your quarterback? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Who's your quarterback? Drew. They have answers.
Yeah, they got answers. But what was perplexing is that I always thought it would be Fields, as you know, the Bears traded up like 9 spots to take Fields in that first round of the 2021 NFL draft. So I thought, well, of course they're going to take this guy. And then what's the question when the season
this
started?
This is a carbon copy of what they did with Mitch Trubisky, traded up to get him. But this was Mike Glennon's team. Mitch Trubisky will develop underneath him. Cut to week 4. Mitch Trubisky is our starting quarterback. Mike Glennon, who?
Yeah. Who are you imitating there, you think?
I don't know, John Fox. that's how John Fox sounds in my head. But really, he sounds like this.
Gotcha.
I'm not a doctor.
Grumpy old guy. Fields is fast, and I mean fast. Like, I was reading that in preseason, his top speed, like, that was, like, top so far this season, was, like, 20-plus miles an hour.
I'm sorry, what was that?
His speed. Like, he just flies.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And I have faith that he's not going to come out and be Mr. Superstar, but we are going to see him develop. We are not going to see what happened in Cleveland again from him.
Yeah.
He said that was the worst performance he's ever had in his entire life on any level, including Pee Wee.
Wow. Well, you know,
or high school.
Yeah, right. I was going to say there's not a lot of faith, although I heard Dan Hampton a little earlier on our previous show here that he thinks the Bears are going to win and it's going to be a low-scoring game. But there's not a lot of faith out there that I've seen that the Bears are predicted to beat the Raiders. But I think we're riding on some momentum following the win against the Lions. You know, the offense looked
totally
great.
It's totally possible. Yeah. The Raiders are on a short week. They're coming off a tough loss. But here's the thing. The defense really needs to step it up and be consistent, because the defense needs to be so good that they support the offense and give them more opportunities. And you know what worries me is Akeem Hicks is listed as doubtful. Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack is listed as questionable. And this pass rush has to be a 10 out of 10 because You think that you're, if you don't get to the quarterback in Drew Carr, he's leading the league in passing yards. You've, him and Hunter Renfrow, the chemistry they have, mm-hmm. they will throw and run up and down that field all day long. This pass rush has to be a 10 out of 10. And it worries me with Akeem and Khalil, but.
I was going to say with the injuries, that doesn't sound
right.
As.
Yeah. But I mean, as far as the offense goes, they've got to do their part too. You know, David Montgomery out. And what they, the reason they were so successful last week is because they were able to establish the run early on, get into a good offensive rhythm. But David Montgomery out leaves a gaping hole within this offense. You know, in 4 weeks, he's had two games of rushing for over 100 yards.
Wow.
So
yeah.
The David Montgomery injury really worries me. But you know, it has me wondering how Tariq Cohen's rehab is going. He is on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. So I think that leaves him out until at least week 7. But I wonder how his rehab is going. Is he going to be able to step in and come back and, you know, help be a 1-2 punch, you know, dynamic duo when David Montgomery comes back? They could have a really, really solid run game. But to tell you the truth, they've got a good passing game too.
Yeah.
The chemistry between Darnell Mooney and Justin Fields is so good. Mooney said, you know, he had a couple of really deep receptions from Fields. And he said, I looked into his eyes and I knew it was going to me. So when you have chemistry based off an eye connection.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm excited to see the way this offense develops and grows. I think people expect just to have, you know, the way that like Kansas City offense looks, like how fast they are, how efficient they are, how productive they are. It's not going to be like that on Sunday. It's going to take some time to grow and develop, but I'm okay with that. I don't want them peaking in week 5.
No, absolutely not. I was going to say the Bears and Raiders.
Peak in December.
Peak in December. Absolutely. Absolutely. They met last, and I like looking at the stats, back in London in 2019 where they lost, I think, in the final minutes of the fourth quarter.
Right.
7 of the last 8 meetings between the Bears and Raiders have been decided by 7 points or less. That's maybe why Hampton said low scoring game, including 5 contests that were determined by 2 or 3 points.
Wow.
So, you know, I think you're confident that they have an opportunity to win, but
I think
but
there's
it might
a
be
great
tight.
Opportunity yeah. for them to win, but certain things have to happen. You know what? I like the Raiders. Did you watch their Hard Knocks?
Mm-mm.
It was one of my favorite Hard Knocks that there was, because first of all, I love me some Gruden. He is so entertaining. He is so fun and funny. I just love how animated he is, the way that he talks. I mean, when he did Monday Night Football, oh my gosh, I was mopping what he was spilling. Anything he says, I believe. And when he did the quarterback camp, I've always loved Gruden. I just think he's great. So you got the Grudenisms during the whole Hard Knocks and just how funny he is. You've got this Hunter Renfrow story of watching him come up when he's a rookie. That's when I became a Hunter Renfrow fan. It's during training camp of when they did their Hard Knocks season. And everyone forgets this. This was the Antonio Brown season when he like went nutso.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all documented in Hard Knocks. It's so good. That's one of my favorite Hard Knocks there was. And I kind of like became a Raiders fan during it. And they were really, you know, they really highlighted them moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
It's a good one. Sure. It's worth going back and watching. And you hear from the fans. And they hated that they were leaving Oakland.
By the way, I have a few friends that just texted me and said, yeah, I'm going to Vegas too. Like, what the hell? How did someone, no one call me? What's going on here? I can stay at your sister's. I don't give a darn. Okay, anyway.
It's the place to be this weekend.
I guess so. Well, I was going to say, if any of our listeners are heading out to the game, you must do more than just show a vaccination card to enter the stadium. You must use the Clear app.
Yes.
So
I learned this when I went to Cleveland. So you basically just download the app. You upload a picture of your vaccination card, upload a picture of your driver's license. But here's the cool thing. It's the app scans your face to make sure that your face matches your driver's license, that matches your name on your vaccination card. But once you do all that, you just show the app and you're done.
It's funny because I've seen Clear at the airport a million times. And now, of course, now they're using it all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was really easy to do.
That's cool.
And they just, you know, it was seamless to get into the stadium then.
We're talking to Lauren Majere of WGN TV Sports, and there's more next on 720 WGN. All right, we're talking to Lauren Majere of WGN TV Sports. And look at us, we're talking about sports first tonight.
Normally we're like, so what's their fun to do? What kind of cocktails do you like lately?
we kind of veer. We veer a little bit. I know.
Look at us like doing our jobs.
Yeah, I know, right.
And like working.
Damn us.
Staying on track.
Oh, man. Sox, Astros, you know, they're coming back to Chicago. So if you're a Sox fan and you're watching the Bears game, it's a scary place right now. Yeah.
Real. If you've got friends who are Sox fans, I've sent in a couple wellness checks, you know.
That's awesome.
Shot out a couple texts, you know, just wanted to make sure all is well and that they're safe. And,
yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, hey, this is a really dark place to be in for Sox fans.
Yeah.
Sunday could essentially be the last game of the season. That's scary. They have to win three in a row now.
You know, and I'm a Cubs fan, and I've talked about it a million times, but I don't want it to end too early for them because, I mean, it's still good for Chicago and everything. And so, yeah, I got a lot of people that were pumped about the last two games. And yeah, I think there's going to be some cocktailing tonight, hoping and praying that Sunday turns out to be good for them, at least extends this a little bit more.
Here's the thing. They haven't said who's going to start on Sunday. It could logically speaking.
That's a trend here in Chicago.
Yeah. It's an issue.
It's an issue.
Who's playing? I don't know.
Exactly.
That's half the fun.
Exactly.
You got to guess. You know, logically speaking, it can be either Dylan Cease or Carlos Rodon. And honestly, I'll take either of them. Cease has been outstanding this season. He's been really consistent. You know, he's got good stuff. Rodon has been a little bit more up and down. You know, he'll go from throwing a no-hitter to allowing, what, nine in an inning. But Rodon has that experience. So
yeah.
I would take either.
Okay.
First to start on Sunday. But, oh, that's man, a that's biter. A scary place for Sox fans to be. Not that it cannot be done.
Yeah.
But to win three in a row and one of them on the road as a game five.
Well, at least get past Sunday. Let's help
right.
that.
Let's at least get it to a game five.
So we can win here at home.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was a stat that said 80% of the time, if a team is up 2-0 in the series, 80% of the time they go on to win. So.
Yeah. All right.
That's
okay.
A 20% chance. Enough, I'll take that.
Yeah, we'll take that right now, especially now. Absolutely. Right. No question. I have an author on that's going to talk about like horror films later tonight. Are there anything on your list that you are kind of like a must watch? You like horror films?
I am the biggest fraidy cat.
Oh, that's not what I expected
so
you to say.
I'm so sensitive and such a fraidy cat when it comes to scary things.
Okay. All right.
Like the end of Aladdin
like
is scary.
Like Scooby-Doo. Can you get through a Scooby-Doo episode or no?
No. Scares me. No. The end of Moana is scary when Tafiti turns into like a giant fire demon.
Yeah.
That's scary to me.
How about a comedy like a Beetlejuice or a Young Frankenstein or something like
so
that?
So I just like can't do like scary, like Coco. Coco yeah. is like my Halloween movie.
Okay. Wow, that's really mild.
I'm telling you, like I cannot do scary stuff. I'm super sensitive. I had a girlfriend in middle school who used to like to torture me and make me watch like I Know What You Did Last Summer and It and Chucky.
Scream.
I had nightmares up until like I was 30.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really sensitive to that kind of stuff.
And where's that girl now?
Exactly. Still laughing. I would text her. I'm like, I just had another nightmare about It. And she's like, I feel so bad. She's one of those like psychopaths that's like has an evil laugh when scary things happen. And she's always wanting to go to haunted houses.
She must still be in your life to call her a psychopath
course,
on the air.
Of
okay.
course. Yes. Okay. I love her to death.
So you
she's
will do
issues though. But
she's got issues. Okay.
So last year, one of my best friends I grew up with was like, let's get together and have a fall movie night. And so she about dropped dead when I said I'd never seen Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
So we watched Hocus Pocus and then we started Practical Magic.
She
promised me they weren't scary.
Oh.
But she was like, these are classic Halloween movies, and you are such a movie buff, like you have to see these.
Yeah.
So we only got a couple minutes into Practical Magic before the bottle of wine we drank during Hocus Pocus kind of got to us, and we started chit-chatting more than watching. So she texted me the other day and was like, hey, let's do Practical Magic this year. She's running in the marathon this weekend, so she's, you know, trying to stay sober and healthy. And so she's like, after the marathon, when you're back from Vegas, let's get together and do Practical Magic this year.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to that one.
So
I heard it's like a classic.
So you won't even do a black and white. Those are actually scarier to me, like the Universal stuff, the Frankenstein,
I just
the Dracula,
like wouldn't
Psycho.
Enjoy it.
Psycho.
No, no. Yeah, oh, my gosh, no. We're getting stabbed in the shower?
That happens.
No.
It doesn't? Okay, all right.
No, oh, my gosh, no. I mean, no, I can't watch it.
Okay.
I just, no.
So you'll go to...
How do I take a shower then? I live alone.
So you're going to...
Dave, it's the whole thing of the blonde woman being stabbed
right.
to death in
oh,
the
that's
shower.
True. I'm sorry.
The blonde girl that lives alone
David,
and gets
off
work at midnight, she gets murdered first.
David scared the hell out of me when he just came in with that deep voice. Oh,
David,
my God.
I was like,
That is awesome. Okay, so you'll do a pumpkin patch. You'll do an apple pit.
Right.
That's your fall activity.
No haunted houses.
All right.
No
scary
movies. Oh,
Lord, you're such a wuss.
Listen.
Stop.
Put me in the wilderness with the threat of bears.
You're
over
fine.
Sitting in a house, the dark watching
a scary
movie.
Yeah, wait a second. You
yeah,
go
that,
hunting.
That just is weird.
But you go hunting. You're not afraid of anything. Please give me a break. All right, catch Lauren on WGN TV Friday nights at 6:40, 9:40, and of course on GN Sports, and Saturdays 5:50, 9:50, 10:20, and GN Sports, and apparently Monday night as well. Am I right?
That's right.
Good for you. Thanks, Lauren. Whatever
Thank
happens
so
in Vegas,
Dave.
By the way, stays there. It's okay. And safe travels to you.
Yeah, and it's safe living alone during spooky season.
Jeez. Yeah, we'll have to watch. Maybe you know, let's get together and watch Psycho at like 11 in the morning.
No. We can watch Coco or Practical
All right.
Magic.
Okay, we'll do that instead. All right, see you, Lauren. Have a great night.
You guys too. Take care.
All right, news is next.